and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When I was studying at Biola University in Southern California, La Mirada, California, in the late 80s and early 90s, we had some of the leading preachers from around the world come and speak at our weekly chapel services. Chuck Swindoll from Insight for Living would come. A young pastor who had just planted his church in South Orange County, a place called Mission Viejo. Some know it today. Many know it today as Saddleback, in there in Southern California. Saddleback Community Church. This young pastor's name was Rick Warren. And he would come and speak to us as young college students. I also got to hear and even ate lunch with a man who wrote the Christian classic book, Spiritual Leadership. His name was Oswald Sanders, and I got to meet him and talk with him at the age of 89. And on we could go with Chuck Smith, the founder of the Calvary Chapel movement, and others. But among them all, there was one preacher who touched the heart of the student body in a unique way. He was an African-American preacher named Dr. E. V. Hill. By the way, as we normally do at the beginning of our show, we want to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to let you know how much God loves you and how much He knows you. Whatever you're facing, wherever you are in life, whatever you're going through, this program is here to remind you of God's grace and favor and blessing and love, that you would feel the warm embrace of Almighty God gently and tenderly wrapping His arms around you in His ever so loving way right now. Dr. E.V. Hill was the pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles, California, for 42 years. He was honored by Time Magazine as one of the 7 most outstanding preachers in the United States. Dr. Hill served as a leader of the National Baptist Convention. He was on the board of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And he was also an influential leader in the civil rights movement. I've had the privilege of hearing him in person on a number of occasions, especially once with my wife Jamie in Kentucky in 1994. But he died in 2003 at the age of 69. His first wife, Jane, died of cancer in 1987, several years ago, a very close friend of mine gave me a cassette of a recording of Dr. Hill preaching at the funeral service of his first wife, Jane. He called her baby. And this is a recording of Dr. Hill. The first time I heard it, it was a recording that was sent by Focus on the Family. This recording that we're going to air for you is from YouTube, Dr. E.V. Hill's message at his wife's funeral service. I cannot tell you how many times I've listened to it, and each time it has literally stirred me to tears. I don't know, somehow the way in which the message comes across just reaches inside of a human being at a time of the greatest pain. His style may be different from what you may be used to. He speaks in a rhythm, a cadence, and passion that is characteristic of that wonderful African-American style of preaching. Of course, the interaction with the congregation is dynamic. Listen, this is Dr. Hill preaching at his wife Jane's service. After this section, Martin and I will come back and we'll share a little bit of interaction with you.
I don't know how to express myself and to thank all of you who have come from so many places. And not any of you have had to be asked to come. All of you called and said, I'm on my way. I have not stood as an act of super strength, nor a selfish effort. I have no special strength for this task. But I stand fulfilling a promise that my member asked of me. My member said, preach my funeral. And I am not only, I was not only her husband and lover, I'm her pastor. I baptized her, and I shall bury her remains. I shall preach today from the subject, My Wife's Death in Biblical Perspective. My text is Job 1:21. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In my wife, he gave a great gift. She was a gift from the union of great parents. I want to pay respect and honor to the parents of my wife. My wife was well bred. My wife's father was a distinguished man who got his PhD from Cornell University in 1920. My wife's mother was secretary to Felton Clark Sr. at Southern University of Baton Rouge. She was secretary to the lady who organized Phyllis Wheatley Homes throughout America. My wife was well bred. And I want to drop a word. Be careful who your children are mating up with. You can't get no racehorses out of mules. Be broken up. My daughter sitting here fell in love with something that knocked on my door once. And he said, it'll not roll here. I said, here. I said, not for you. Well, I come to see it. You can't. You mean I can't say no? Who said so? I did. I'm her father. You don't even look like what I'm looking for. That is it her choice? No. And best we can, unless she goes crazy, we're going to try to give her to something that has some potential. You got to break up something. And all would come running down. Was that for me? No. That wasn't for you at all. Well, wasn't that so-and-so? Yes. Well, why did you run him away? I said, because he wasn't for you. And she looked at me and she said, well, I think he's a nice person. And I said, go get your mother. I want to ask her a question. I have never had no doubts before. But I want to know now. Are you really mine? She said to me once in anger and attempted to hurt me, but it didn't, because I was aware of a motive. She said, I will never marry a man like you. You're a chauvinist. You're a dictator. She said, you're good for my mother, but never for me. So I finally married her. I'm the president of the National Chauvinist Association. I married her to the vice president. I could not have been better pleased. I said, you're picking, you're acting like a heel now. And every now and then, when I'm alone with her, and when I'm thanking God for my son-in-law, my daughter's an attorney practicing in Bronx, New York, and my son-in-law is an attorney practicing on Wall Street. You have to mate them up. I said to her, I think he's a nice person. The Lord giveth. He gave to Dr. and Mrs. John Milton Carruthers a sweet child. She honored her parents. She loved them dearly. The Lord gave in baby a great student. She was trained in the best of schools, born on a university campus, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, reared on a university campus, Purview University, and she aspired to become a feminine woman. She would often come to my bedside before going to Bible study, Dottie. And she would say, do I look all right? She would say, am I pretty? I had to say yesterday at the funeral home to an empty shell, you're pretty. You're classy. You're a lady. She accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and the Bible as her guide in all truth. The Lord truly gave. He gave our family a great woman. She was determined to be the best moral, spiritual, physical, clean, and appropriate woman ever given to a man. From a child, she wanted nothing to be spotted on her. She wanted to save herself, to give herself to a man. And so on August the 29th, 1955, 32 years ago, I received my wife. Only God could give.
Here we are listening to Dr. E.V. Hill, the late Dr. E.V. Hill, preaching at his wife Jane's memorial services, his first wife, Jane. He calls her baby in his speaking, in his preaching. And I just love the style. For some of you, you're used to to this style. You're treated to it on a regular basis. But for some others, you know, this is a new. It's a new experience, new exposure for you. But he's talking at a very tenuous and tender, a tender time. When we come back from our break, this is just the beginning. Martin Arinaga and I will just share a few reflections on this, the first part. And then when we come back from our break, we'll talk and then we'll take another break. And then we're going to play the next half of this message. It gets powerful. It gets riveting as Dr. Hill escalates with his pain. And yet the depth of faith that is expressed during that time. So stay with us. We'll be back. Martin Arinaga, myself, will be back with some reflections that I think will touch you too. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Today's show is rather unique in that we don't have our guest in studio with us. In fact, our guest really is with the Lord. I mean, we're rebroadcasting a message that was preached, a sermon that was preached by Dr. E.V. Hill at the funeral service of his first wife, Jane. And just the way in which he shares it, and the timeliness of it, and I can't help but to think, Martin, that you know, at a time like this, when there is such heartbreak after years of marriage, with such a wonderful relationship that he had. Now, of course, Dr. Hill had been a leader among many, and a leader among leaders. And then even here, this his message is already encouraging people. I'd like to get some of your reflections on it. But if you're just tuning in right now, we're reflecting on the first segment of our show. We heard the actual recording of Dr. Evie Hill preaching at that funeral service. And if you want to get the rest of it, you can, you know, hear the rest of the show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But Martin, what are some of your reflections having heard the sermon?
Well, first of all, to be able to speak a message at your wife's funeral, it's just, it boggles my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It said that the top fear of people, number one is, well, I don't know what it is. I think number one, they say, is speaking in public.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is tough. Now, granted, he's done it for many years, but if you must speak in public, I tell you, the worst one that you could do is something like an eulogy of someone, because you're always close to them. But he was able to do it with, you know, clarity. And he interjected with humor in the beginning, which is a good start. I mean, this is a funeral.
Yeah.
And he's out here sharing and making people laugh. And it just is a good way of setting the thought that this is a goodbye to someone we love. This mm-hmm. is a goodbye to a wife of many years. But it's also a good send-off. It's a celebration. And I think by attending prior Christian funerals and memorial services, mm-hmm. many times we strive towards a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a happy, sad kind of, mm-hmm. it's a tug of war mm-hmm. between the emotions. And he did a great job in saying that it's sad, but you know, he recalls all the good thing he's had. And he knows there's something good out there for her.
And we'll hear his pain. I mean, he's speaking out of pain, and we'll hear it in a very strong way in the second half of the message, the sermon. But I think it speaks of, in light of what you're saying, it speaks of the fact that for the Christian, as the New Testament says, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church, the Thessalonian church, you know, we do not grieve as those who have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian grieves differently than someone who is just completely hopeless, because there is the resurrection, there is heaven, there is, that's one of the great beauties of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And it's fleshed out, really. I think maybe that's part of it too, to mm-hmm. see it when, you know, oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? Where Satan comes and ravages someone's life, like Jane, Mrs. Hill, you know, passed away with cancer. And the effect that it has on the human body, and the way that it affects the family and the emotions. And yet through that, there is a victory through the pain because of Christ and what Christ can do in the life of a person.
You know, one thing is, as Christians or those who have a faith and the belief in a soul, I think the difference that I'm hearing through Dr. Hill's speech is that how can he be happy? I think because, like you said, Danny, the hope, the soul is it's a continuum. It always occurs, and we are born at a certain point in time, and we die at a certain point in time. And those of us who do not quite, if we don't believe in soul, then when you die, that's it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of the world. It's a very sad thing. But to be able to know, and I like this verse that he talked a little bit about, Job, mm-hmm. that he picked,
mm-hmm.
but it's a continuation, and he is basically saying goodbye, but she's saying goodbye until we meet again.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
He really believes that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this Job 1:21, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Because a lot of times we ask God for things, and when we get it, we feel like it's ours to keep.
Yeah.
But we forget that God gives and takes away. So it's not ours to keep. We have to be thankful.
Mm.
And if it's, you know, if it's something that you really want, like a wife is, you know, he's blessed, but he also understands that God is very much in charge,
mm-hmm.
and he acknowledges that.
The other part too is, you know, when someone gives a gift or when God gives us a gift, if and we ought to be more appreciative of it, realize it, be grateful for it. God gives a gift, we feel close to God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, mm-hmm. God, praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I want to bless you, Lord. But what happens when the Lord takes mm-hmm. away? Mm-hmm. And I think about Job in that passage. And maybe it's like one of the reasons I just love Dr. Hill and the way that he shared in this message is because it's so much like Job. This passage, you know, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Because when Job said that, he had lost those who were closest to him, family, his children, his livelihood, you know. And then, of course, he's afflicted with these wounds. I mean, bombarded with disaster. And then to still be able to say that.
Yeah. So when he said, the Lord giveth and taketh away. So when his wife passed away, she was taken away. Mm-hmm. But the last part of the passage is, blessed be the name of the Lord. He's making a statement. God gives and God's taken. Okay, so some can accept that. But he says, blessed be the name of the Lord. Basically saying, thank you, God, for giving me. But I also thank you, God, for your hand in the right times to take away. And in the end, I still bless you, even in my losses. Mm. So I think it's a good paradigm for us in our hearts to say, when we do run into trouble, if it's something that the Lord has given us, and if he has chosen to take it away, in our grief, mm-hmm. we must also praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it means something coming from you too, Martin. And we've mm-hmm. talked about it before on that one show that we had that just, you know, that featured your story of what you are going through. But maybe in light of what we're saying, maybe you can give our dear listener a little bit of background of what you sure. experienced recently.
Sure. Well, this is, I was married for 20 years, and then 4 days short, one day, actually, just a day short of our 20th anniversary, my mm-hmm. wife passed away suddenly. And for that, I can relate, but I think what I'm learning, just hearing Dr. Hill, mm-hmm. here he is, after the death of his wife, speaking praises of her. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure he's done it throughout. This is the first time I'm hearing it. Mm-hmm. But especially at funerals, you know, we always speak praises of somebody. And I'm going, why don't we just sit while they're alive? Tell them directly. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking about my wife, Pam, and I'm going, I appreciated her. I told her, but not enough. Mm. And I probably interjected it with scolding and argument, and as husbands and wives do, mm-hmm. Arguments. And it's reassuring and it's encouraging to know that we can still speak very highly of our spouses. So one thing I'm hearing in my heart is that if you are married and you have a spouse, if there are good things about them, write them down. Write those adjectives. Describe them. Mm-hmm. And tell them now. Don't save it to after a funeral. Mm-hmm. Tell mm-hmm. them now, because that's when they can hear.
Yes, yes. Well, let's push it even further. You know, when you go to memorial services, mm-hmm. it's just strewn with flowers, you know, and flowers, 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 beautiful flowers, beautiful bouquets, beautiful arrangements. And but maybe it's better to give them when they can smell the roses too, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever it is that is symbolic of that gesture that you want to pass on. I think, you know, it's a timely.
So like my wife has a saying on this, I remember she goes, you know, at funerals, there are a lot of flowers and mm-hmm. it's gorgeous and you can smell them. But she goes, you know what? But I'll be dead. I can't smell it. Give it to me now.
She would tell you yeah, that, right?
I want it now. Yeah. I want to see it. I want it. And don't give me a live plant. I want to see it grow. It says, yeah, got it.
You know, he talked about his, just one part, of course, everyone was, he had everyone going. When he talked about his daughter, you know, and really giving us at least an inside mm. look. I mean, he spun it with so much humor and just gifted in communication. Some people are just able to do that. Mm. But the way he talked about, you know, the right person for your child, which is, by the way, something that could be even controversial today of wanting to give someone their own, you know, choose for yourself kind of a thing. But you know, he was, as a father, was very mindful about him knowing his daughter and her marrying the right guy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's hard. I think if those of us have children, like my daughter is in her just will be 21, so she is coming of age.
Of age.
And, you know, she has friends coming through. And like Dr. Hill, they walk to the door and you have your first impression. This is not the guy. I don't think so. But then what do you see? You know, he was pretty forward.
Forward.
I don't know if I could do that, but maybe I should. It's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, you know, parenting is always, you know, someone talked to me. You know, I've got three kids. A really close friend of mine now, pastors at church, he came up to me the other day and he said, "Hey, Danny, how are you doing?" I said, "Well," I said, "put it this way. I'm not going to be doing any parenting seminars right now." It's a challenge, man. I mean, it's a very humbling experience. But just to hear Dr. Hill talk about the way that at least he went through it and raised up his family. You know, when we come back, you know, from our break, we're going to talk more, but we're going to let Dr. Hill, he's going to share the rest of his message. And I just want you to get ready. There are parts of the message that had the potential of really stirring you emotionally. And there are also parts of it where he raises his voice. And I'm just saying it, you know, just for you to be aware. I mean, he raises his voice, and that's why I say it escalates, because of the pain. But listen to what he's saying through the pain. I mean, he actually shouts at the top of his lungs, which, as I've heard him before, you know, Dr. Hill at times would speak in that way. It's passion, it's pain, it's grief. And in many ways, it's glory, glory, glory to God, praise to God. And the heart of it is, how does a Christian respond to pain and suffering and agony? What is true Christian maturity? When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. E.V. Hill. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waihua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe.
Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Martin Arinaga. We're featuring a message that was preached by Dr. E.V. Hill, the late Dr. E.V. Hill, at the funeral service of his first wife, Jane. He calls her baby. We're going to go into that second part of the message. But if you want to get the rest of the show, you can go ahead and listen to it in its entirety, including our interaction with it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Got some other resources there at our website. Well, Martin, you know, just as before we go into it, the rapport that Dr. Hill has with his congregation, those who have come, it's extremely endearing the way that they interact with each other. It speaks about the love that he has for them and the love they have for him and his wife, Jane. Listen now to Dr. E.V. Hill. This is the second part of that message at his wife Jane's funeral service.
Through my wife, the Lord gave, I'm still on my text, He gave me an encourager. And I'd like, if you would give me time, to give you several examples. I invested in a service station down in Houston. Many of you remember my service station. And I lost my shirt, and my wife, for one of those rare moments, said to me, "Edward, you don't have time for service station. I wouldn't put any money in that." I said, I want to do it. She said, "Go right ahead." When I lost it, I called her and I said, "Well, I've lost the station." She said, "All right." And when I got home, she wasn't at the door, and that's always her position, would be at the door. I said, "Uh-huh, she's pouting, because we done lost this money." And I said, "Baby, where are you?" She said, "I'll be out in a little bit." And she finally came out, and I said, "Now, what's wrong?" She said, "Well, I've been figuring up something." I said, "What have you been figuring?" She said, "Well, I figured that you don't smoke and you don't drink. And if you had smoked and drank, you would have lost by smoking as much as you've lost in the service station. So six in one hand, half dozen in the other, let's forget it." The Lord gave. I said, "The Lord gave." She could have broken me at that point. She could have said, "I told you." I went home one evening at night, and I walked in the door, and there were candles everywhere. And I said to her, "What meaneth thou this?" She said, "Well, we've been married right at 6 months, and I just thought we would have a candlelight supper." And that sounded groovy to me. And so she said, "We're just going to eat by candlelight." But she forgot to put a candle in the bathroom. And I went in the bathroom to wash my face and cut on the lights, and no light came. I went in the bedroom and cut on light, and no light came. I went out and sat down. I said, "Baby, did they cut the lights off?" She began to cry. She said, "You work so hard, and we're trying. It was pretty rough. And I didn't quite have enough money to pay the light bill. And I didn't want you to know about it. So I thought we would just eat by candles." She could have said, "I've never been in this shape before." She could have said that I was reared in the home of Dr. Carruthers, and we've never had our lights cut off. She could have broken my spirit. She could have ruined me. She could have demoralized me. But she said, let's eat by kind. We'll turn the light on one day. Somehow or another, we're going to get these lights on, but let's eat by candles. She was my protector. One week when I received quite a few death notices, and one night when I received a notice that I would be killed the next day, I woke up thankful to be alive, but I noticed she was gone. And I looked out the window and my car was gone. And I went outside and finally she drove up in a row. And I said, where have you been? She said, it just occurred to me that they put a bomb in that car last night. And that if you had gotten in there, you would have been blown away. So I got up and drove it. And she said, it's all right. The Lord gave. And I could go on and on. For like Job, so far as a wife is concerned, I was one of the richest men of earth. It is because of having been given so much in baby that the rest of the text seems out of order. Having made up and fixed up and provided for me such a person as baby was and is, it's almost inappropriate to deal with the rest of this text. We get so used to, and the Lord giveth, we take it for granted. And so when the Lord taketh away, we pitch a temper tantrum. And the sign of Christian maturity is that when the Lord giveth, bless it. Bless it. We rain down blessings. Bless it. But when it takes away, Christian maturity. When it breaks your heart, Christian maturity. When it doesn't give you what you asked for, Christian maturity. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Job said, here is the biblical explanation. He said, your doctors are only practicing physicians. They are not physicians. They are practicing physicians. Job said, here is the explanation. The law took away. Oh, bless his name. My text not only provides the explanation of her death, but it provides the proper response that I must have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When her illness became serious, and when her doctors in private conference said that they could do all they could do, I went into the chapel and I got up. Two simple words. Trust me. Now I quickly concluded that this trust me meant that he was going to heal her as a living miracle. But the Spirit did not say that. The Spirit said, trust me. And I said, in an argument, I said, trust you. What is there to trust if you're not going to heal it? But the Spirit says, no, that's not all that he meant. He meant was that he may take her. But trust me. Amen. I said, trust him and he may take her. Yes. This may be it. But trust me. Trust me with baby out of your sight. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now you got to trust me, Hill. I can't let you walk with me because I didn't come for you. But I came for her. And you've got to trust me. This mortal must put on immortality. Death must be swallowed up. Trust me. The Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, that this world is nothing compared to the glory of those who trust Jesus. The Bible says, I have not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it been imagined. Oh, holy, holy. Trust me. You think she was pretty, but ah, Hill, you just wait until you see her again. Just wait. Just wait. I said, just wait until I get out of this earthen vessel and put her in her heavenly garment. Just wait until you see her as she is. No more sickness. No more sorrow. No more pain. Just wait. Just wait until we are caught up to meet him in the air. Just wait till it's all over with. Just wait. Just wait till I get through. Just wait. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me.
Trust. Trust. Trust the Lord. Wow. That's Dr. Evie Hill, the late Dr. Evie Hill, preaching at his wife Jane's service. Wow, what a word of hope in the deepest pain, the deepest agony. When we come back, Martin and I will just have a few more words, dialogue, discussion, reflection. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. online. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. This is a unique program. We've listened to the message that the late Dr. E.V. Hill preached back in 1987 when his wife, Jane, his first wife, Jane, passed away. I mean, it was just a throbbing, mesmerizing, gripping, you know, in some ways beyond what words can express. But, Martin, you know, I think about Christianity. Christianity. What is Christianity to people? Oh, it could be the church with the steeple. It could be someone carrying a Bible. It could be a cross. Well, what does Christianity really mean? And at a time like this, you know, listening to someone like we were talking in during the break, you said it must not have been very long before between the time when she passed and the time when he's giving this message. By the way, you can hear the message in its entirety. We have it in our whole show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can access it there. It's a YouTube clip that we used. But Martin, what is Christianity? I mean, when I'm listening here, I'm thinking, you know, man, could it be that true Christianity is actually seen not in the good times that we want, but in the pain?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I'm just reminiscing about some of my feelings that I had as I was having to say goodbye to my wife, and a lot of these things that the Christianity and the books they'll teach you, you know, all of a sudden you have to sit there and you go, are these things really true? And I'm listening to Dr. Hill, right, about having faith in things that are unseen, having hope and things that, you know, you can't touch. That's faith. And He communicates his faith so loud and clear. He believes his stuff. He's not convincing himself that he believes. He believes it, and he's coming across like that. And I recently, you know, saw a presentation by somebody who near-death experiences, Don Piper, and so he's talking about it. And there are other things about heaven. You know, heaven is a concept for most of us. For some of these people, it's actually occurred. They came back, and they're sharing. So here, Dr. Hill has a little preview of his belief that there is indeed, God's word is true. There is a heaven. There is a kingdom of God. His wife simply has left flesh and blood to go into the kingdom of God in all the beauty and the robe.
The word is visceral. It's just so stirring on the inside when he says, just wait. You know, wait till you see her the next time. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen anything yet. You know, I mean, if we think of the beauty now, imagine, you just can't imagine the glory later. And what hope, you know, for him to live out, to really flesh out life in pain, in suffering. Wow, that really speaks of the Christian life.
And also, I mean, he talks about his wife had cancer. So I'm sure it's been a struggle. And he speaks of heaven as a place of no more suffering, no more pain. And also, it says no tears. So, again, it puts things in perspective, especially for those of us who might have lost somebody due to a disease or, you know, had to go through pain, that, again, we're back to the word hope. I think the Christian life is a life of hope, that our bodies are going to break down. They're going to go. No, we age. I'm sorry. It's just the way.
We do.
Martin. Oh, yeah. You don't know yet. No, trust me on this one.
No, I'm with you.
I think aging jokes are no longer funny for me. They're not funny. But I think the reality is that we are going to go, and when it's time to go, it's time to go. But we have something to look forward to. And I think Dr. Hill is actually looking forward to the day that he, believe it or not, he will die, because at the end of that portion of his life, his wife will be there. And he speaks about, you know, he describes for what she's going to look. She's going to be beautiful.
Right. You know, living the Christian life, the real heart of it, through some of the heartaches, the heart of the Christian life through the heartaches of life, just really anchoring in on the Word of God, the hope that is found in Christ. There is no superficial candy coating over the pain.
You know, another lesson I'm hearing out of Dr. Hill's presentation is, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Now, he had something very precious and dear to him, taken away. So when we experience loss, the reaction quite often might be anger. We get mad at God, or we question God, or we start to have doubts about God. Dr. Hill, at the loss of something that's probably the most precious thing in his entire life, his beloved wife was taken away. His response is not anger. His response is praise. He's blessing God. So it's a very different reaction to what you would expect. And I think it's a lesson for us and for me to say that when I do experience loss, if it was given by God, he has a right to take it away. Anything I have now is not mine. I am just a steward of it, or I am here just enjoying the blessing. Ultimately, it's God's. So the reaction that he has was, I think, is very different from what many will experience.
Well, and that's such an example for all of us. It's actually what Job did, and it's fleshed out with Dr. Hill. And there is hope even in that, when we bless the Lord in those times. This has been a special program for you today. To find out more, to access more resources from our show, if you need prayer, even to find out what it means to have a relationship with Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today, Job 1:21. This is our anchor scripture. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you, well, to Dr. Hill and his message. I'm joined with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. And until next time, with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life, with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.